Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. And we're learning that two retired FDNY chiefs have been arrested on corruption charges. Sources tell ABC News that Brian Cordasco and Anthony Saccavino have been under investigation for allegedly taking money to help expedite building inspections. We're expecting to hear more on the matter when the U.S. attorney and the head of the FBI's New York office speak to reporters later this morning. The charges against the former FDNY chiefs are believed to be separate from a similar investigation that involved members of Eric Adams' campaign for mayor in 2021 and accusations they took illegal foreign money in exchange for expediting the inspection of the new Turkish consulate. There's been no comment yet from the FDNY. The Suffolk County DA has just released new details on a possible male victim in the Gilgo Beach murders. Our Sophia Hall was at that press conference. She joins us now live.
And Linda, the Suffolk County DA says the victim was found in between suspected serial killer Rex Hearman's victims known as the Gilgo Four. Although he is a biological male, the DA says the victim likely identified as a female and was murdered in 2006. The victim's skeletal remains were found in 2011 along with woman's clothing. A new image of what the victim looked like has been released using the skull of the victim. The victim was from southern China, likely between the ages of 17 and 23, and the DA hopes someone out there can identify the victim and give them their name back. Going back to Rex Hearman, he has been charged with six murders, and in court papers, it was shown that he had made internet searches for transgender Asian sex workers. The victim was believed to be a sex worker. Hearman, however, has not been charged in this case, but the investigation continues. Linda?
That's our Sophia Hall reporting live. And back here in the city, the NYPD is trying to foil an apparent robbery pattern in Manhattan. Investigators say two male suspects struck at least twice last month, once on West 116th Street, the other inside the Canal Street subway station. In both cases, meeting up with someone to complete the sale of clothing or a watch, and then pulling a gun on the seller and leaving with the items, but without paying. A 16-year-old boy has already been arrested in connection with these incidents, but his alleged accomplice remains at large. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. City Councilman Shekhar Krishnan is helping to cut the ribbon today on an environmentally friendly new playground in Jackson Heights, Queens.
When I walk by 145 now, what I'm excited about is that there are trees planted throughout the playground that didn't exist before. Those trees will absorb stormwater runoff. They will provide shade where it didn't exist.
Krishnan tells 1010 Winds that the new playground on the grounds of PS 145 will absorb 640,000 gallons of stormwater each year. The Congressional Black Caucus's Political Action Committee has launched a five-figure ad campaign aimed at the Long Island District, where Republican Anthony D'Esposito will face a challenge on Election Day from Democrat Laura Gillen. The ad is urging Haitian immigrants to vote in November in an act of unity against bigoted attacks, like the unproven claims that Haitian migrants are eating pets in Ohio.
Demeaning our culture and creating conspiracies that harm our families. Is it our hustle and sweat as good? Is it the American dream for us too? Vote this November. Remember, our unity is our strength. L'union fait la force.
This is the same part of Long Island where Donald Trump will be campaigning this week. There's been no comment yet from either D'Esposito or Gillen. Mayor Adams is touting his administration's efforts to cut down on crime in New York City. He's out with new numbers showing that major felony crime is down by 2% in the borough so far, in fiscal year 2024, with murders down 27%, crime in the transit system down 5%. Adams says the data shows the efforts of his administration are working both above and below ground. He's also applauding the men and women of the NYPD, saying they work tirelessly every day to keep us safe. A man is dead after a shooting in the Inwood neighborhood of Manhattan.
Police say the 32-year-old victim was shot multiple times in the face and the chest inside a pool hall on 10th Avenue around 6 a.m. Sammy, who was setting up his coffee cart, ducked behind it when he saw multiple people running east toward the Bronx on West 207th Street.
And that's, when I saw the people, said, well, something happened. I left the car to go on the side of in the corner because I hear somebody's got shot inside. I said, maybe he's going to go outside and shoot someone else.
Gun violence has plagued this corner next to the 207th Street subway stop. In June, a 16-year-old was charged with shooting three men, two of whom died. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Inwood.
And a double shooting is under investigation in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. The victims, a 33-year-old man and 37-year-old woman, have both been hospitalized in stable condition after taking bullets to the legs last night on a basketball court at the Sheepshead Bay houses on Nostrand Avenue. There's no word yet on a motive for this shooting. So far, no arrests. And another reason to think twice about parking in a bus lane. As of today, buses will have cameras to capture the license plate numbers of vehicles that are either parked or stopped in the bus lane along a total of 10 different routes in all five boroughs. Drivers who are caught will get a warning at first, but could end up facing fines of as much as $250 for repeat offenses.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up. A big one. And one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.